Hello, this is Josh.
Hi, this is Emma from Local Splash. Sir, I'm calling in just to give you updates about your account. Do you have about 10 to 15 minutes?
I do.
Right. Can you help me with your security word? It's the city you were born in.
Painesville.
Thank you, sir. Today, I'd like to talk about the progress of your account, the things that we've done for your campaign, and I'll walk you through your client dashboard and see if you have questions with it or see if you've got questions about the campaign in general. So it's been 20 days or 3 weeks since you joined Local Splash, and so far we are done with content creation, just search engine optimized. We also have submitted your business to online directories. All of the things we did will definitely help with brand awareness and online exposure, especially for customers who are actively searching for your services. That's for your Google business profile or Google listing, as we call it. Sure, I see it's been live since the 15th, but just to be very transparent with you, though, I'm not in the business in the first page yet, and it's expected. It's just been a week. Please also allow me to take this opportunity to remind you that for maximum result, it may take us about 30 to 45 days. So please give us a remaining 3 to 4 more weeks to continue working in this campaign. If there is anything that you can do to help speed up the progress of your account, it's for you to continue gaining reviews. I actually see you've got 4 reviews, which is amazing since it's just been a week since the listing got live. So please continue gathering reviews. If you do have the time, it's also recommended that you respond to them. Reviews will help not just the campaign, but also the business. It will help bring the business to the first page. Once we are in the first page, there is going to be another competition, and that's to attract clients to choose your business among all the other businesses that there is, and the most effective way of doing that will be through reviews. So you're doing a good job. Now, other than that, people nowadays, they either read reviews or view pictures. I noticed we only have a couple of pictures on your Google business profile. Do you have some more pictures that you can send over?
So all the photos that I sent is what I have from prior work. I don't know if you know, but in the notes, I'm actually not up and running as of right now. Those reviews were gathered from past clients at my old business. So I won't be up and running until July, August.
Okay.
And I mean, what I sent you is probably the better of the photos. I do have more photos, but they're not as good as the ones that were sent. So I don't know if that helps, if you want those or not, and you guys kind of weed through them. Completely up to you. I can obviously get them together and send them if I need to.
I see. I understand. The thing is, in order to help the campaign bring the business to the first page, we need to be active on your Google business profile. So that includes either by getting reviews or uploading pictures. And since I'm not sure how easy it is for you to get back to your clients and ask them to give you reviews now that your listing is live, but it would be, I guess, easier if you can just send us those pictures. Anyway, we will just going to be needing at least 2 posts per month. That should be enough to keep the Google business profile active. So if you can start by sending us 2 pictures and then another picture later on, then that would be helpful.
Okay, and do you want me, where do you want me to upload these photos? I'm on the dashboard right now on my computer.
Good question. You can actually either, yes, good question, sir. You can actually either reply to my email titled Photos Needed for Optimizing Your Listing, and we can upload the pictures for you. But since you're already in the dashboard, go to the, Business Info section.
Business Info, got it.
You have
quite a bit of photos on here. Did you already upload all of them?
Weird. Hold on. No, on your Google business profile, we only have 10 or 11 pictures.
Yeah, these are all. Yeah, I gave you guys a lot of photos.
Okay.
I felt like that was enough.
All right, sir. I see that we have pictures already, quite a lot of them on the dashboard. Don't worry. If since we already have this much, then we will take care of it, okay? But if you have newer pictures, then please continue sending them in. You can also actually include short video clips. That would be helpful. So either upload it on this side, or again, you can send them over via email. Just reply to my email title, photos needed for optimizing your listing. And then also, if you haven't responded to the reviews, you can also respond to them just to keep active, just to have an activity. And then for now, in the meantime, while waiting for the listing to be on the first page, take advantage of your website. If you have customers who would like to know more about your business or you or the services you offer, then have them visit jcgutters.net. But just so you know, we're also offering a free website creation. Free, no attachment, no commitment, no additional charge. And then for Facebook ads, it's paused until you get in business. You said that's either July or August. Please let us know so we can start running the Facebook ads by then. In the meantime, you can, I highly recommend you still continue to manage the page. So from time to time,
I'm just going to manage it as of now because I'm not going to be up and running until August, August.
So yes, sir, you're right. It's recommended that you continue to manage the page without running the ads. Even if you're not doing or accepting jobs yet, then continue to upload pictures, or it could be informational posts about roofing, about what you do. It doesn't have to be pictures or videos all the time. But again, there has to be at least activity on it, just so with Facebook's algorithm, the business page is still there and it's still gaining audiences.
Okay.
And then
I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
So I have my own website already. Is there a way I can connect it to this as a dashboard?
The website, sir, it's actually, if you will go to, or first, what do you exactly mean by connected to the dashboard?
So I see it on the dashboard, there's a website section. It just says website. Mm-hmm. And then it says total activity is zero. Is there a way to connect my website to this so I can see like the activities and the data and the leads?
I see. Well, this site actually is dedicated to the website that we are offering. If we are the ones who created the website running your website, then that's when we will see the activities on this part here. We only have limited access to your website, though, so I'm just afraid it's not possible for us to track its activity.
Okay. Never mind then.
Yes. Any other concerns or questions, sir?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, if you do have concerns or questions, call, text, email, or you can also initiate a chat through the client dashboard or open within 7 and 4 Pacific, okay?
Okie dokie. And then you're good on the photos? You don't need any right now?
Yes. Not at this moment, sir. We have plenty.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for your time today, sir. You stay safe and you have a good one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.